with that, let's turn to our responsive reading, Lord's Day number 27. There'll be a maroon booklet on either side of your bench. Lord's Day number 27. The page number here is found on page number 34. It's this section, or the last week's section, and the couple of weeks ahead that when the kids that are in catechism, they're how shall I say that in a nice way? They look forward to this section the least, because each of the paragraphs is quite extensive. On the positive side, they are largely they incorporate quotations from Scripture, so they're just really memory verses lined up in a row. We will read Lord's Day number 27, questions and answers, 72, 73, and 74. I'll read the questions, we'll read the answers through together. Is then the outward washing with water itself the washing away of sins? No, for only the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit cleanse us from all sin. Why then does the Holy Spirit call baptism the washing of regeneration and the washing away of sins? God speaks thus, great cause, namely, not only to teach us thereby, just as the filthiness of the body is taken away by water, so our sins are taken away by the blood and Spirit of Christ. But much more, that by this divine pledge and token, He may assure us that we are as really washed from our sins spiritually as our bodies are washed with water. Are infants also to be baptized? Yes, for since they, as well as their parents, belong to the covenant and people of God, and through the blood of Christ, both redemption from sin and the Holy Spirit, who works faith, are promised to them no less than to their parents. They are also by baptism, as a sign of the covenant, to be engrafted into the Christian church and distinguished from the children of unbelievers, as was done in the Old Testament by circumcision, in place of which in the New Testament baptism is appointed. You may have noticed there's two Lord's Days dedicated to the sacrament of baptism. When you look ahead, there's two Lord's Days committed to, three, to the Lord's Supper. But in each case, the same questions are asked of each sacrament. Why do you say this? Does this really affect grace as a power, as a force by itself? And each time the sacrament, the catechism answers no. Take question 72. Is then the outward washing with water itself the washing away of sins? There's a certain view of the sacrament where if you receive baptism, that is your cleansing. And so you put your hope, you put your trust in that water washing. Well, the catechism nails it in its response. Does that external ceremony fix you, prepare you for heaven, for God? The answer is no. But only the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit cleanse us from all sin. Forgiveness, cleansing, renewal, those things come from God. And so you look back to question 65, since we are made partakers of Christ and all His benefits by faith only, where does this faith come from? Can we make faith ourselves? No. The Holy Spirit works faith through the preaching of the Holy Gospel. He confirms that faith through the use, through the visible demonstration of the sacraments. And that is exactly the answer here. Is the outward washing how we get good with God? No. It's that internal, spiritual washing and cleansing that come from God. Why does the Holy Spirit? I love the question and answer. You notice that? Why does the Holy Spirit call baptism the washing of regeneration and the washing away of sins? Well, where does the Holy Spirit do that? In the inspired Word. Right? In the book of Acts, in the book of I thought it was somewhere else. It says Revelation 7:14 there. Then it says, God speaks thus without great cause. The Holy Spirit inspires the Word. As we read the Scriptures, we hear God speaking to us to teach us what we should know. And it is, of course, witnessing to the fact that God is the one who saves, and He knows our weakness. He understands our tendency to grow weary. And so He supplies us. He sustains us. Reminds us with the sacraments that He is our God and that we are His people. Then the last question there, it's one that some people stumble on. Sometimes, are infants also to be baptized? And the answer comes back really looking at the Scriptures as one. For since they as well as their parents belong to the covenant and people of God, and through the blood of Christ, both regeneration from sin and the Holy Spirit, who works faith, are promised to them no less than to their parents. They are also by baptism, as a sign of the covenant, to be engrafted into the Christian church, distinguished from the children of unbelievers. This was so in the Old Testament with the sacrament, the sign of circumcision, right? And that applied just to the male children, but in them, all the covenant people were subsumed, including females and girls and so on. And it is in baptism, a sign and seal now applied to both genders, a sign applied indicating the fact that if you are in a Christian family, you are distinct from all the people of the world. 1 Corinthians 7:14 speaks exactly those words. Otherwise, they would be common or unclean. But as it is, God says, the Holy Spirit says, they are holy. They are set apart and distinct from the children of the world. And of course, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is composed of what? Well, we would say professing believers and their children. Because God is a covenant God. He makes promises to you about your children. And He promises that generationally He will bestow His blessing for those who would hear and heed and believe His Word.